Live in studio, we've got Kristen Smalls, who is a teacher at Wexford Elementary School in the Lansing School District. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you doing?
I'm very fine,
thank you. Before we talk about what we're going to talk about, I need to let our listeners know that you and I know each other very well. We've worked on a lot of stuff, and we've broken bread socially. So
that's true.
We want to make that clear before we talk about this interesting story. And it's about foreclosure and a dead man and the process in Ingham County from your perspective. Just tell us about this story.
Yeah, the man is my second cousin. It's my father, who's very elderly. He's 80, wonderful guy. His first cousin, Stevie, died on or around March 29th of this year. And it's an incredible story of someone passing. It was ruled a suicide. The family, some think that it could have been a drug overdose. He laid in his home for 5 weeks, sort of by design in a way, because he had told people he was going to be traveling, is what was understood, and he had stopped his mail. So by the time he was found, he had no spouse and no children. He had lived alone. He was a very eccentric man. He was in tax trouble and had been in tax trouble for years. My branch of the family had helped him years ago, my grandmother Pearl, and that didn't work out well. Stevie had a very odd relationship with money. So by the time the family's notified, and that's a long story how we eventually get notified, because no one around here could find us. The legal representative appointed by the medical examiner couldn't locate us. So by the time we're notified, the house is in full foreclosure. The date that Stevie could have gone in, which was his habit to go in on the last day and very begrudgingly pay off one of the years of back taxes, that date was April 2nd. So the family has a long history with this land. My great-grandfather bought it back in 1940. And I have to tell you, back when the quitclaim deed, which we find very offensive, but the quitclaim deed actually said it could only be inhabited or leased or rented to people of the Caucasian race. I mean, that's how long ago this property came to be in our family. So over the years, it had gone down to my Uncle Todd and then to this cousin Stevie, and he had not been responsible at all. And the family was found by a neighbor who just simply got on Ancestry.com. And we entered this very bizarre period where our cousin was dead. We couldn't get a reason for the death. The medical examiner wouldn't release that right away to us because we had no standing. And we were saying to the public representative, let us, you know, here we are. This was June 11th, the next business day after the neighbor found us. We called right away. My father called the public representative over at Gallagher Law Firm, Scott Gerard, and said, you know, I'm a first cousin. What can we do? Here we are. And he was told to get in line, that there were other claimants against the estate, and which was very offensive. And eventually we realized no one was going to work with us from Gallagher. So we went out and we hired our own lawyers. We knew we had two pretty distinct problems. Fairly quickly, the property was in full foreclosure. We believed deeply that we wanted a right to step forward and pay those taxes. And we thought the county would be pleased to have that tax money. And the other problem we had pretty quickly was trying to get into the cottage and look over personal possessions.
All right, so we have this nice piece of property on Lake Lansing out in Hazlet. And when you spoke of it being into foreclosure, you want to pay. When you told the county treasurer, which I guess was Eric Scherzing, what were you told?
Well, we were told it's far too late. I mean, the property is, you know, it's far past the deadline. But what we were trying to say is, yes, we understand that, but this man passed on the 29th. These are incredible circumstances. And Stevie was somewhat mentally off. He had some mental issues, which the county knew of. It's not their responsibility to deal with that, but they had been dealing with the past taxes for years. And we contacted them to say, you know, what will this take? What's the tax bill? And they said, you know, it's too far gone. So at that point, we did have to hire lawyers because just my father's elderly, like I said, and trying to sort through what was happening and how we were beginning to be treated. I mean, there was a real stone wall. No one would really talk to us at all. So eventually we were able to file. We got a temporary restraining order against the auction, which was scheduled for July 24th. And we appeared in Judge Kennedy's courtroom. And we looked forward to this because one thing that the treasurer's office and our family agree on is the importance of law and statute and making sure things are done properly. It went to court. Kennedy decided in our favor in the sense that he said, if the family is going to step forward and pay these taxes and we have extraordinary circumstances, let that be done. And the property then would, you know, revert back to the family. And in that court hearing, the county's lawyer actually referred to my father as a Johnny come lately, having never spoken to him, having no idea why the family stepped forward, assuming that it's just all about money, which it might be for the county, but there's certainly a lot of history for the family. And so as soon as the lawyer turned around, looked right at our lawyer and said, we'll be appealing. So right away we knew, oh my gosh, I mean, we're headed in now to this, a battle with an entity that uses tax money to pay for lawyers while we're paying with, you know, what we can scrounge together. And there was a comment made, I think it was probably in the Pulse article, that we can't change the statutes just for people that have the means to do this or whatever. And I guess the means there is to step forward with almost $34,000 in back taxes. There was no means there. We scrambled to get that.
So. If I was to play devil's advocate, I would say that the treasurer has had issues with this. It is what it is. By the letter of the law, they could go ahead and foreclose and move on. How do you respond to that?
Well, in fact, it's not the letter of the law. It turns out there's a lot of gray area. There's a legal term, and I'm not a lawyer, and I do my best, but there's a term called equity. And what I understand is that it really took a judge to rule on it, to look at the extenuating circumstances and to see, you know, what the dates were and when things happened and so on. The property with no one's arguing, it was in deep foreclosure. It had been in trouble over the years. My father had watched that over the years. And I would say to, Treasurer Schertzing that the taxes are paid. We agree. I mean, he made the statements, and I totally back him up. We all do. Taxes are very important. Families need to pay attention to this. We did everything we could. When we found out, and Stevie was a young man, when we realized that Stevie had died, which was just very shocking in and of itself, we worked as quick as we could to make things right and step forward with that tax money. And it's the letter of the law. Kennedy had to look it over and rule. It's not entirely clear. And what our concern is that we have a court ruling, and our county that we pay taxes to has now promised us that they will be dragging us into more court hearings. And the reason being is so that the statutes don't get ignored and people don't dismiss the importance of taxes. We agree. We paid them.
Were you allowed to attain the personal property of Stephen Rigby?
Tony, that's a whole nother seriously disastrous part of this is that Mr. Schertzing said he does not foreclose on personal property. But in a sense, that is what's happened here. Now, he personally, I'm sure, did not intend for this to happen. But once the personal rep was appointed, the personal representative of the law firm Gallagher, they say they did everything they had to find family, even though neighbors have reported to us that they told people there is family. They did not locate us. They placed a little one-inch ad in the paper looking for any claimants against the estate, I guess. Meanwhile, a law firm out in Utah found us. A neighbor found us on Ancestry.com. Mr. Gallagher makes the comment in the Pulse article that it's very expensive to do these searches. I can't imagine it would have taken more than 2 or 3 hours on Ancestry.com, which cost $150 a year for a subscription. Now, if that's the level that they feel is okay, then I guess they are foreclosing on personal property, because once Gallagher was appointed and could not find any heirs, first cousins, there are three on this side, there are more on the maternal side, we were denied any chance to go through the cottage.
Now, we have had on this program many times Eric Schertzing, who is the treasurer for Ingham County, and Curtis Sertell Jr., who's the Register of Deeds. And many, many times they have talked about how they are fighting for the rights of homeowners to keep their homes. Knowing that, having me
Tony, that's if the property's not worth $250,000. Apparently there's a different standard, or it's what it seems like to our family right now. This property that my dad used to fish on, that has been in the family for 70 years, it happens to be three lots up in a beautiful little corner of Lake Lansing. It's one of the last, you know, small original cottages. I played out there when there was nothing built around that end of the lake, the northwest end. And I really admire our land bank. I admire Mr. Schertzing very much over the work, you know, around the land bank and so on. This personal experience I'm having now, my family, this is not Ingham County at its best. We have a family that has stepped forward with tens of thousands of dollars, paid taxes. We have been called names in the press. My father has been called a money grubber because he wanted to go into a little cottage out at Lake Lansing and look for things that were important to his family. This is not Ingham County at its best. Eric is not fighting for us to keep this land at all.
All right, Kristen. Well, what we're going to do next, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Eric Schertzing, who is the Ingham County Treasurer, and get his take on this story. And we'll do that
next. Wonderful. Thank you, Tony.
On 1320 WILS.